You're listening to the show about boars and minotaurs. Yeah, I know we haven't encountered a minotaur yet, but maybe we will. It's D&D, hey, right? Anyway, it's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I am, and it's like cotton candy. Gwen would be really proud of me. She would definitely sugar it.
Yeah, but it does taste like pea soup.
That's right, it does.
Ew.
Yeah.
Very thick, like cotton candy, but tastes like pea soup. Is
well, you don't have
so
to lick it.
Sad.
You don't have to like it.
I said lick it.
Oh. I misheard you.
Oh my god, I love this.
All right. So now it's like we're in Jell-O.
So,
Rafina!
Yeah. Roscoe, you almost don't notice you're not being grappled by Bathwack anymore because you're being grappled by this fog, essentially.
Yes!
You are more free to move than you were with those turtly arms around you, but movement will be difficult, and you can't see shit.
I want to know if Roscoe's been around magic people before, because this is a magic conundrum he is facing right now.
Can Roscoe hear anything, you guys? Are any of you making any noise?
Ooh, yeah. Will literally does yell something like, Rafina! Like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this. That's right. Because we're in cotton candy. Mm-hmm. I told you guys.
I love it.
Cotton pea soup.
So much.
So it is your turn, Roscoe.
Yeah. Well, I think that Roscoe, before the fog happened, his focus was on those shadowy figures that emerged behind Will. Just because it's the latest kind of threat or confusing factor in the room. And so he was preparing to run in that direction once the fogs
at Will
run emerged. At me,
yeah.
Ooh.
Okay,
just in like, you know, just like sure. in that primal
instinct, sure,
yeah,
instinct fashion.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So he's just gonna run straight in that direction. He can no longer see, so you know.
Okay, with what intent? Like tusks first, or like mind first?
Tusks first. His intention before the fog fell was to run at one of the shadows, one of the shadowy goons.
Mm.
Okay.
Tusks first.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I need you to roll me a D8.
Okay.
And I have the different points of the compass in mind numbered, and I know where certain people are, and we're going to figure out where those tusks are going just based on that random roll.
All right, here we go. Eight.
Okay. With an eight, I need you to make an athletics check.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. As a boar?
Are you Watto?
Okie dokie.
Oh, Annie!
I get a plus one to strength as a boar, right?
Correct. Good memory.
All right. Well, I'll just roll my athletics and can add one.
Oh my god.
That is a crit.
What the fuck? Wait, isn't that your second?
At least.
Like, yeah. Okay, like, I know Abby did one, but like, that's weird.
This game does not want me to split the party.
Yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't. But you know what? I love that because I also think that you can split the party whenever you want, because I love splitting the party. But also, I kind of love that the game is really insisting on
it. That's why
right?
I'm trying to make everything explicit
Isn't
in terms of what
weird?
The goals are.
Yeah.
that I'm not just trying to railroad you together.
Yeah, like, no, it's absolutely.
I'm just trying to be fair about it.
Here. Yeah. Like, that's so weird.
It will now be revealed that 8 was towards the door. So this was another attempt to crash down the door, which was another DC 15, but a natural one clearly does not succeed. You smash into the door, and you are charging so hard that it kind of stuns you a little bit. So on your next turn, you're not going to be able to, like, move as quickly as you want to do.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Bathwack. You were scared of Rafina and let go of the boar. And now
can
you're
I
covered in...
hear anything?
Now you feel really badly, because that's what I was trying to do.
Ever yep. since the fog descended, you heard Will go, Rafina! And then you heard a muffled sound of something weighing about the weight of a boar crashing into something the consistency of a door. Over to, like, your left.
All right.
Probably like a grunt.
I mean, I did feel bad. I felt chastised by Rafina, but then this fog cloud descended. Now I'm kind of mad, but
Bathwack's eventually gonna multi-class into barbarian.
Yeah.
I feel like he has definitely got barbarian vibes sometimes.
What's the most passive aggressive character you can be? What's the most passive aggressive class?
Bard?
Oh, probably. Oh.
One of their spells is Vicious Mockery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah. All right. Yeah. All right. All right.
I'd say a friend. I'd say rogue, though. Rogue is more. Be
it's
passive
in that
aggressive.
Same realm. Sure, sure.
Mm, can be.
Okay, yeah.
All right. I'm on the ground because I was just grappling this boar. So I guess I'm going to scramble on, like, hands and knees toward the sound.
Which one? The thud?
Toward the thud, yeah.
Okay. It's not very far. You get there. Your head bumps into a hairy breathing thing. It's the boar scrotum.
Yeah! Breathing? What the fuck?
You don't know much about boar biology.
Wow. That's a great tavern name. The boar scrotum. Scrotum.
The boar scrotum.
I guess I'm gonna scoot up with my back against the door and say, can we stop this now?
Aww.
Okay.
What about Bernard? Is Bernard doing a single thing?
You're not sure. You can't see him now. He was there, but he was just kind of standing back. Okay. I'm just going to leave that as that's just what Bathwack does. And then how people respond to that. We'll see. Will.
I kill Roscoe. You heard a thud. Dog. I'm just kidding.
And then you heard Bathwack say, can we stop this now? Both from the same direction, which is the direction of the door, you think.
Okay. So I have a question.
Uh-oh.
When I have a spell that I've already cast, can I use any of my meta magic? Because this is our things like when I cast a spell. So no. I'm guessing I can't. But what I want to do is, like, because you said I still have Eye Bite cast.
Yeah,
Will
you
wants
can use
to
those things as actions.
This. Like, he wants to end this.
Okay.
So he wants to do one of these things. He can use these as actions. Like, he can.
Not the meta magics. No, you can use the Eye Bite actions right now.
So I guess I just use that again, but I'm trying to make it, like, you know, like Will is trying
to. You have to also be able to see what you're using it on.
Oh, that's mm-mm. right. Oh, shit.
Okay. Rafina!
Rafina, yell again.
I told you guys!
Yeah, you should have all chosen to fail your saves.
You can elect to, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Shoot, sorry guys, I thought I was going to be able to do that.
You maybe can, if you get close enough.
If you mean get close enough to the boar? Can I hear where he is?
You heard the thud.
Yes, and I hear Bathwack saying what he says, and you know what? Bathwack's my friend, and I really don't want this to happen. So I try to find the boar, and I try to just do Eye Bite again. That's what I'm That's all I'm trying to do.
Sorry, all right, guys. So you try to go towards the boar.
I'm trying. Will's
are you still
like
holding the dog turtle? So yes, is it like absolutely. You're? Is it like you're doing what is the exercise called, where you have the
sex?
The kettlebells.
What?
Oh, the kettlebells.
Eric,
please, I was close.
What is? Wait, I'm married to this.
That was the
person.
First exercise
and now
I thought of.
This is on a podcast, and that is what he thought.
That was the
like. Guys, I promise. This
I built the bow
just
flex.
Weird. That is so. Fuck, Adam, help me. I just
say
Adam's
the word Thane.
Face, like, God, you know what? I don't know this guy. Adam's thinking of Thane. Did you say?
He's just gonna say the word Thane.
He's like, yep. Oh no, I thought the same thing that this other person did. All right, no. That's what I'm doing. But like, I wish there was something I could fucking do for flavor. Like, he's. I mean, again, like I said, Bathwack's like or. Bathwack sounds like he's in trouble. Mm-hmm. Rafina is so angry and it's not working. Will is like, in this moment, there's this stranger who has somehow gotten this key to fit in the book. And he is like trying to bind together this little group of people that he actually feels connected to, except for Roscoe. But like, he's like, I guess this puzzle piece fits in here. It's like he's trying to will together as he maintains this eye bite spell. He's trying to will together the fact that Rafina is so frustrated and the fog cloud isn't working and he's mad about the fog cloud. But Bathwack is like just trying to leap at this boar and he's very upset and he's trying to like, I don't know. I like I said, I was trying to use these magic spells, the, you know, the wild magic kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but I can't because I had already cast the spell. Mm-hmm. I should have used it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say,
but I'm wishing
with
that, I
that description
kind
of, yeah? of Will's soul, okay. You have the choice, KT.
Oh shit.
You can either get inspiration for that or
all right.
You can use a meta magic.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I know. God bless us, everyone. That doesn't work.
You're like, none of these work.
I know. I'm like, why did
thanks,
I fucking
Eric.
Explain that? Give me a darker the spell. Disadvantage for saving through. Heightened. It's like his senses. That's what I'm saying. Like he's trying to gain control of the situation. Okay. And Will is all about control. He is all about mm-hmm. trying to fucking. That's why he's going crazy in this new world. He's trying to gain control over the situation. He's trying to get Rafina to have her way. It's like he's trying to work their magic and not his own.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? So heightened. I'm going
to
use
so spend,
my heightened.
You still have to spend your sorcery points to do so. So track that. And are you doing? You're doing the sleep one again, right? The eye bite sleep.
Yes, I'm still trying to strangle this guy into sleep.
So, Roscoe, you need to give me another wisdom saving throw. This time at disadvantage. And Bathwack, is it safe to assume you still consider Roscoe your ally?
Oh no! Come on, I'm willing it. I've said Bathwack like so many times, like through the ether.
Ooh. Yeah, he's totally my ally.
Of course he is. No! Did you hear the way you delivered that before?
Give me some Cheez-Its. I'm so mad. I need to munch on some fucking Cheez-Its right now.
Bathwack is definitely not granting you
it's
inspiration.
It's okay. Come on, I'm jerk. I'm gonna whiff it. This is gonna be terrible.
I love no. I love this. I love this chaotic mm-hmm. scene that we are creating. This is beautiful. This is absolutely
wow.
Beauty.
Disadvantage did not matter at all because you rolled 16 twice, ooh. And 16 plus 7 is 23.
Look at this.
You're also right next to the boar now. By the way, you had
right,
to get
cool.
right next to
fucking
it. You see
tusk
it.
Me in the dick. Like I don't give a fuck. Do it.
Is that your kink?
No. Well, you know. No.
I need to write that down. I need that in the recap.
You should look up because that is like a thing.
Tusking right? Like someone rods. In the dick?
No, like what? Well, I mean, like rods.
Yeah.
Into rods
the, Stewart?
Into the like urethra.
Metal oh. rods up.
Oh, man.
Adam always wondered what it would be like
to put my penis inside another man's penis.
This was from our sketch comedy group, like
not
like
even in a sketch.
Before
just
Adam
backstage.
Was out, like I was wondering what I thought it would feel like to put my
what it would be like
in another man's. It's so funny. I'm sorry. Go on. I'm sorry. That was hilarious. Tusk me in the dick.
Okay, Rafina. So...
Rafina. Poor Rafina.
Rafina pulls out her mace.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
And sprays them in the eyes. Just kidding. Not funny. No.
It's actually a sprinkler. It's and a sprinkler with pepper spray in it.
Okay. And I have a dumb question. Is the mace the one... that swings, like
no.
There's something that swings.
That's a flail.
Flail,
right?
Flail, yeah.
No, but I'm looking at pictures on Google Image of mace.
It looks
and I'm
very
seeing...
similar. It's a stick.
Yeah.
Like the flail
there's
has
no
chain. The
chain
in between. It's
I
like
see
a nunchuck
some with
version.
The chain and I see some without the chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the D&D one is no chain.
Mace
it
is.
It doesn't
a,
matter.
It's a yes. stick with a it spiky ball matter. Just stuck on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I still, Rafina still pulls out the mace and starts swinging it so fast.
Okay.
That the fog cloud, this very concentrated fog cloud,
yeah,
does
yeah,
it
yeah.
turn into whipped cream?
Becomes a tornado. And it is going to wreak havoc. Katie's going to die. It is because this is fueled by Rafina rage at this
yes,
point.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, what do I roll? Eric,
I wait! This. I have to decide. Shit!
Suspect's out the door and running down the street.
Yeah. I was just on board. Like I just like
yep.
descended a rung. Like yep. you are above me right now in the hierarchy.
Can you see it? Can you see it?
I can.
It's, this is the lasso episode with the eyeball and the mace and mm-hmm. the cloud. Mm-hmm. It's happening. So
Ted
I'm
lasso?
Churning.
The Ted
I am,
lasso
yes,
episode.
I'm churning. I'm churning
mm-hmm.
the cloud, and it's there's circular motion.
Butter.
There's
yes.
rotation.
Yes,
we're getting that rotation that you see on the Doppler.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Here we go.
What does
Chicago weather?
A dolloper.
Dolloper.
So you have to roll. I mean, it's clear, right? That Rafina has to roll. You know, it's just. What?
Why does she have to roll? I think it's over. I
Fine.
Think the denouement has happened.
All right,
like,
it
I
is
think...
10:48.
Yes.
All right. I'm not the DM anymore. You're right.
No, this is great. So
yes.
yeah, so, I mean, I love this. What exactly is happening?
So
yeah, exactly.
So the pea soup cotton candy, cotton pea soup
mm-hmm.
is being swirled around and whipped around. And you all find yourself picked up off your feet slightly, just kind of dragging, feet, toes dragging on the floor, all mm-hmm. of you. Bernard, Boar, Roscoe Labor, Will, Turtle, Bathwack, Roscoe, No Legs, Bernard, even you, Rafina, sorry, you're not exempt from your own,
oh.
your
oh
own
my
rage.
Gosh,
yeah,
I
you're
love
carried
that.
Up.
I'm you, thrilled.
Yep. You surrender to it wholly.
That's amazing.
Picked up off your feet, and you're all sort of just swirled around and, like, sort of pulled closer and closer together. And then this cotton pea soup sort of condenses into this single sphere and plops to the ground, and you all collapse around it in this big heap. And, mm-hmm. And Roscoe, you're not a boar anymore.
That's exactly what I was going to
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
When this all dissipates, Roscoe is now Roscoe, and he's just like completely spent.
Yeah. yeah. And Roscoe the dog is not a turtle anymore either.
Okay.
He's just a dog.
I think that when the fog becomes a tornado, and then the tornado like condenses, and it's mm-hmm. it's all clear now.
Like, yeah, the fog is gone. There's this like ball of pea soup something just there. If anybody has any interest in that,
ew.
Who's hungry?
When it all clears, Roscoe's just lying again. Is lying there, just like breathing heavy, but like clearly without. Whatever instinct he had to like run or fight or like panic, like is gone.
Yeah.
He's just lying there.
Can we hear his breathing?
No, it's and he's just staring up at the ceiling, and he just looks kind of like dead-eyed and exhausted. Uh-huh. And in his hand, he's holding a necklace. It's like a copper circle on a chain. Ooh. And he's holding it, and he just is saying under his breath as he kind of like his eyes tear up. Aww. And he just looks completely hopeless. He's just like, Tanya, where are you, Tanya? Tanya.
Okay, Rafina comes up to Roscoe and says, listen, the unknown is where any impossibility could happen. So enter it with grace, or at least not as a boar.
Great line. What wisdom. In the other hand, he is holding the key. Mm-hmm. And he opens his eyes, his tear-filled eyes, and looks at Rafina and says,
shut the fuck up, Abby.
So good. Now he says, I need to get back into the voice. I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
Yeah.
All right. He says, I don't know about grace, but I guess I'm stuck with you guys in the meantime. Aww, and he hands out the key.
Oh, we did it, you guys. Whew. Aww.
And he's extending the key to Rafina.
Thank you. Rafina takes it with grace.
Oh.
Not like a boar.
Not like a boar.
Not as a boar.
I like how, like, this is what I love about D&D. Like, I completely forgot what the ending of the last session was.
Yeah.
And I just randomly decided at the start of this session, yeah, like, okay, well, I'm going to do this.
Yep.
And like, all of this was just like a little like interlude. Ooh. Like, for all Eric knew, like, we were probably going to open the book.
Uh-huh. Just right.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. Right?
And now we're right there again.
And instead we did this.
Yep.
But like, I love that.
Bonus episode.
Absolutely.
It's a bonus episode.
I think like 80% of our episodes are bonus episodes.
And the image of all of us, of all of our characters in a twister of pea soup, cotton candy, fog tornado.
Uh-huh.
With Roscoe as a boar.
Yep.
And Roscoe as a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
It's amazing.
Is this what we're going to find out next time?
Adam's rethinking his secret agent ways. Like, maybe I shouldn't end this podcast.
Yeah. He needs to be a double agent.
I'm thinking to myself, this started as an attempt at sabotage. I know it started that way, guys, but I really have developed real feelings for it. Man.
Now that we found him out. All right. Bathwack, what are you doing? You're in this puppy pile.
Checking that I've got everything. Looking around. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh. You're no longer afraid of Rafina, right?
Well, I mean,
Rafina took the key, right?
When has he not been?
That was the last thing that Abby said, right?
She yeah.
Took the yeah, key. No, Bathwick's probably just trying to gather himself again because kind of had no control over what just happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Rafina was the boss.
So Will,
what time
Will
of day
doing?
Is it? What time of day is it?
Oh, fuck. mid to late morning.
Yeah, we need to know what the actual image looks like. How is the sun hitting us?
What temperature is it in this room?
Yeah.
What's the humidity?
But you know what? I love it because I really do like, again, this idea of us all exhausted in a pile of like Rafina's doing and her taking the key and the rest of us really don't have any say in it. I think Will, you said, has the book, but Rafina, he surrenders it to Rafina.
The book?
Yep, absolutely. Just like, you're the boss.
So like from the floor.
I mean, we've just, this is at the end of, you know, descending down into the wormhole and battling and ground, you know, scrabbling our way back up. And now we get in this disagreement and now like, that's it. Right.
I think that all had to take much longer. I think that we've spent the night in this house arguing and fighting. And now, just as Rafina wields the key, it becomes dawn.
Ooh.
And the teeth change configuration.
Oh, love that. Oh my gosh, that's so great.
Oh shit.
I want someone to write a short story about like who's standing outside the house and is hearing and seeing through the windows all of this.
Someone covering their child's ears as they shuffle past. So it does not take all night, but as
trust me, the dick.
Oh.
Covers the ears.
So yeah, it doesn't take all day and night. It's still mid to late morning. But as Rafina does take the teeth do change in that the teeth disappear.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. No more problem, guys.
What the hell is that? A toothpick? What is that now?
Teeth pick.
Yeah, teeth pick.
All right, well.
Wait.
And
nothing Will's, happens? That's it?
Well, Will's holding the book up to Rafina.
Yeah, I was.
Well, this clearly isn't going to work. I kind of poke at the book keyhole with it.
With the key? Like, as Will's holding it? You don't even take the book? Okay.
Well, okay, fine. I'll take it.
I'm just trying to picture it. That's all.
It depends on where he's holding it out to me. Like, does it even make sense?
Keyhole first.
It's on the ground. So, like, I imagine
it's like that painting in the Sistine Chapel. It's like creation. Two fingers. It's the book and the key.
Too bad Lank isn't there in his cutoffs.
Jeans, yep.
I have a magnet that says it has the, you know, that little image and it says Adam, the first lefty, because I'm left-handed. So
there we go.
Anyway.
And it has Adam there. It's not just a regular painting.
It's
it has
actually
Adam's
Adam.
Face.
Yeah. And it's Adam and Roscoe, because Adam is giving Roscoe life.
The dog or the character?
Yes.
Yes. Both a dog and a human reaching out
to Adam.
To Adam as God as well. It's all Adam. The dog looks vaguely like Adam. That's fucking weird.
I love that.
Oh,
wait,
fuck.
What's happening?
All right, so you poke the key at the book. Will's holding it, but the keyhole's right there. So you're like, no wasted motions. You don't need to take the book. The keyhole's just right there.
Mm-hmm.
You push the key into the hole. It still slides in effortlessly, which, it's just a little stick at this point.
Yeah,
it doesn't have any teeth. Okay. Why wouldn't it? And you turn it, and the clasp on the book flaps open.
Wow.
Okay.
It worked. Roscoe, look. And I grab the fog cloud ball, and I put it into my linky pack.
Okay. Got it. It's in there. That smell is gone now, you guys. You should be all very grateful.
Save that one for dinner.
So yeah, Will, you're holding the book and it's unlocked.
Yeah, I open it.
Yeah?
Yeah,
just randomly or to the first page?
Well, Will is trying to... The last time we saw this book, Will saw his sister inside.
Yeah, he did.
So he's going to try to... he's going to be looking at the book and kind of trying to judge where it was open before. And
so as you're looking at it,
is
you
it
do
a flip
see...
Book?
Yes.
You do see there is something sticking out between the pages, which you hadn't noticed before. It is the edge of something. It's hard to make out, but it's very thin, and it looks like it's almost iridescent.
Like a bookmark?
It's behaving like a bookmark.
Where I was, like where I was looking. Like if I see it, then I would.
It's in
of course.
The general. It's hard to say. You don't know if it's exactly where it was. It's a pretty.
Does
thick
it
book.
Look like you're saying it looks iridescent? Does it have an edge to it? Does it look?
It's just like a barely the edge of like a... it's like a slight curve sticking out between some pages, like maybe like a millimeter sticking out.
I probably look up at Rafina because she was the one that just bossed us all around. Will was about to open it to where he saw Vera last, but then he sees this weird thing and he like points, he looks up at Rafina's eyes and points at the iridescence. Like,
I don't know. Do you want me to take it? Are you afraid of it? Will, what's going on?
Well, if Rafina doesn't seem certain, he flicks his eyes to Roscoe because Roscoe had this key, but probably doesn't, it's not like as trusting of a look. Like, what is your take on this? What does Roscoe's face look like?
Roscoe still just looks completely dead and exhausted.
Bent.
Okay, then I look at Bathwack.
Wait, why are you looking at me?
Says Bathwack.
Really heavily and then pull the iridescent thing like as if I am opening it at where the iridescent thing is in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you use that to open the book. You realize that the iridescent thing, it's very thin and whatnot. It is a, seems like a pressed insect wing. It's pretty large. Which seems to have been functioning in the similar way that a bookmark maybe did.
No one had seen it before that we know of.
Mm-mm.
Obviously
it also wasn't, it was barely sticking out.
Okay.
So
possibly recently jostled, but we just don't know.
Yeah. And the page opens to, it's very different from the last time this book opened. So if you remember the last time this book opened was like a moving picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would picture like a movie if you knew what a movie was, though none of your characters do. This is not that. So you open, this page opens to, just looks kind of like a rough sketch. And it is a very recognizable sketch to everybody but Roscoe. It is a sketch of Bathwack, Rafina, and Will, as well as Gwen, at the hotel desk. In the Bear Toggle Hotel, as the concierge or whatever the fuck that guy, the weird Calliope guy, before you knew he was the weird Calliope guy, was sliding the key to the suite, the hotel suite, across the desk to you guys.
So it's like a drawing of that?
Yeah, it's like a sketch of that.
A sketch, okay.
Yeah.
Is it moving?
Nope.
Will, like, flicks it with his finger like he's expecting it to move.
Just like...
he's looking for Vera.
Flicking it like a, you would flick a book.
So can I pick the wing up?
Yeah. You kind of did when you opened the book with it.
Okay.
You're just holding an insect wing.
What are the gods' names again?
Which ones?
The animals. I'm actually asking the party.
There
like
was a mantis.
An insect with a wing? Yeah.
There was a mantis that... mantises have wings.
Oh, okay.
The devout mantis? The very devout praying mantis? Something like that?
That sounds right.
The most devout praying mantis?
Sounds like something I'd come up with. Sure.
Well, Bathwack maybe wants to know whether that wing is of that.
Yeah, I was wondering... I mean...
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Bathwack just had a feeling. Whether or not it's true.
I'm trying to think of... I think that might be the only insect god.
Let's see. Well, no. Scorpion. I don't know.
Scorpions aren't insects.
Scorpion is arachnid. Yeah, yeah. I guess that's right.
And definitely don't have wings.
What if they did? Fuck.
Oh, my God. Ah! Shit.
Watch out.
Yeah, the most devout praying mantis. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Good job.
Thanks.
I mean, there was the spring sparrow you heard of who has wings, but not these kind of wings.
That's not an insect.
I know.
Just in case you were wondering, DM.
That sounds like guff.
Blame it on a guff, baby.
Today is not your guff day.
So yeah, that's what you...
Wait, you never said whose guff day it was.
Yeah, whose it's guff not, day is it?
I didn't... Who said no, that every day is somebody's guff,
yeah, exactly.
Guff day?
Yeah. You know what? You're only saying that so I'll never get a guff day. Because you know what? Every day is my guff day, isn't it?
It's this is the one place
that you kind
where it's
of,
not your yeah, guff day.
It's not my guff day. That's kind of right. That's
it's also right. not right. But anyway.
That's true. Fuck.
So yeah, that's the page you open to and you're holding a bug wing. You all can see the book.
Wait, does he, if you did wish. He roll to see whether it was a mantis wing or anything? Or
oh, you could try, sure.
I'm saying, like, if Bathwack had that thought, like, I think check. It makes sense, like, whether it's a praying mantis wing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure, I know.
I don't think Will nature. Necessarily had that idea, so.
Nature's just the kind of thing Bathwack's good at. Mm-hmm. Whoa, except this time.
Oh, an 18. No. Oh, wait, that's good.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a mantis wing.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, bad.
I say, I think this might be a mantis wing.
Alex is
does
scared now.
Does he say
now.
That? Like, yeah, no. Does yeah. does Bathwack say that out loud?
Yeah.
Wait, like, and Will, like, turns it over, like, does it look holy now that he's said that? Like, does it look like something that doesn't look, like, natural? It's supernatural.
It's big.
It's really big.
But that's not, like... You can't, like, see your future in it or anything.
Will is looking worriedly at his companions.
Who does Will consider his...
Nobody. He's looking at he's looking at his own balls. Yeah. Those are his companions.
His coin pouch.
Yeah. What did you say?
His coin pouch.
Hey, little gold coin, what do you think about this?
That's what he calls his scrotum, his coin pouch.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, what you think? Oh, Jesus Christ,
his
my coin.
Breathing scrotum.
Oh, jeez. Okay, and so the picture is of us at a hotel desk in Bear Toggle, and nothing is happening, and we think that the wing is a mantis. Wait, no. Bathwack says out loud that he thinks the wing might be a mantis wing.
I think he said it's definitely a mantis
it's
wing.
Definitely is what Bathwack says?
I think. Wait.
I said I think this might be.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
And what's happening in the... It's an image of the hotel guy sliding a key to them?
Yes. Specifically the key... to the big suite in the Bear Toggle Hotel, which you've all, except for Roscoe, determined to be one of the keys you need for the dam.
Can we pull out the key that I... like, whatever that key is, can we pull it out?
Whoever has it, you could try.
The hotel key, I think Bathwack...
I have it.
Yeah.
So you ask him to pull it out?
Yeah, we'll ask him to pull it out. Like, where is that one?
It's around my neck, I think.
Okay.
Pull it out.
Yeah, it's right there.
I think. Do you think the mantis wants us to go here now? Like,
this looks historical. Like, I feel like this is not a. Because Gwen's there. What, are we going to go get Gwen? I don't think so. She's a rock. What? Like, Will is tapping the book again, like, expecting it to move. This is nothing special. What happened last time?
No, just seems like a normal book.
What? Slide a page.
What's on the next page? Yeah.
You turn the page?
Yeah, I try to slide it like gently at first. Like basically like I don't want this to disappear.
Understood.
Like,
yeah.
But...
So yeah, it looks like there's another sketch on the next page. You'd have to commit to turning it though.
Okay, yep, I turn it.
Okay. It's sketch in the same style. If you are able to determine whether an artist is the same sketch to sketch, you think it's the same artist.
Uh-huh.
There's two sides to this one, the left and the right, you know, with the divided by the spine. The left is an honestly terrifying image of the Arbiter of Bear Toggle looking from below looking up as she's falling like just midair with this horrified expression on their face. And then the right side is an image of Will rummaging through her remains and pulling out a key.
What do you mean rummaging through her remains?
Yeah, like,
it sounds like he was
like,
he cut her open.
Does it look grossed out like and traumatized like it was?
It looks like you're at a garage sale.
Yeah. $1
Let me push past these Burger King cups. Oh, I like this key.
This one is the Hamburglar. Jesus Christ.
That's a counterfeit one.
Yeah, it's a counterfeit one, the Hamburglar. It looks like Grimace, but it's like the color of ground beef. All right, anyway. So, yeah. All right, but I know it's a sketch, but I've seen my own sketches.
You think it's true to
what happened?
Do I look upset?
Okay, so Will looks upset.
You look like you remember feeling.
Yeah, which was upset, very upset, as
but
I was
still
getting the
wrist
key.
Deep in gore.
Right, yeah.
What you're describing, I have not heard happen on the podcast
Correct.
Yet, right?
No, you have not.
Nope.
Okay, because I started to worry. I was like, I know I can sometimes get distracted while listening to other people's D&D podcast, but like this sounds like something I'd remember.
Yeah, uh-huh. It has not happened yet.
Nope.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. That happened. Will says, that was me. That's where I got the, what is happening? I just keep, I push the page again.
Turn
like,
the page?
Yeah.
Okay.
I take a screenshot of it before I do. I'm just kidding.
All right.
I wish I could.
A screenshot. Not even a photo with your phone.
Yeah,
a screenshot. Like this is a, anyway. this, there's another sketch, different sketch, same style. These are all no color or anything, just like a pencil sketch, essentially. Mm-hmm. This one shows Bathwack and Dean Igor Kellerman in conversation while Will is sort of behind the dean, slipping the key to the college off of the dean's person.
Yeah.
Okay. I sense a theme.
Will, like, looks around like, what is this? Like, a book, like, you know, like, don't act like this, act like that. What the fuck is this? I don't want to turn the page.
Maybe,
what if we don't
turn
the page?
Maybe there are things we're supposed to do. Maybe we need to find out where.
We already did this, Bathwag. I don't know if Rafina actually
know
this, but
so
we
maybe,
already did this.
So maybe the next page is going to be something we haven't done yet.
It's going to be me grabbing the freaking key under the mushroom, isn't it? Is that the fourth key?
But then what's after that?
Oh my god, I don't know.
Are there more pages than that?
I look at Roscoe. Is Roscoe running away or is he looking?
Roscoe's not looking. Roscoe's not running away. Roscoe's just like looking at the floor now and drawing circles in the dust.
Ooh.
If I see Roscoe doing this, I don't know. I'm going to offer him. What do I have? I ditched the fish for some new fresco. Yeah, I got rid of the fish for something. I just have rations.
Mm-hmm.
Javelin,
whatever
probably.
They sell in Paratoggle.
Ask him if he wants to play cards. You've got cards.
Mm-hmm.
Are they done?
Draw a card.
I don't think they're done.
No, my cards aren't done.
Of course they're not. They're never going to
be
done.
You give him a arts and crafts project. You can design whatever card you want. It'll go in my card deck.
I just give him a blank card to pen. And then I turn away.
Yeah.
Crafts for a toddler. Well, yep. Exactly.
Some yarn in there.
No, I don't do that.
Glue this macaroni to this card.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna set some food, set a ration on the ground next to him. It's like wrapped up in paper or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
A Chipotle burrito.
Yeah.
Those are the rations in my world.
Oh, I want to live in your world.
Me
wow,
too.
That's some cheap rations. Chipotle burrito, yum.
Yum.
Let's go into my notes. Bathwack offers him a Chipotle burrito. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, does anything happen? No?
To
okay.
What?
Will is looking around. He's losing his audience, so he turns the page.
I'm back now. But...
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but Roscoe isn't. He's looking. He's keeping an eye on Roscoe because he doesn't know what the fuck Roscoe's involvement in this. He's not even in the book yet.
Uh-huh.
But we're using his key. That's weird. He's keeping an eye on him while he turns the page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got another page. This does in fact show the very image Will suspected it would show.
Oh.
It is Will wrapping a mushroom on a key in a cloak, in a very very dark room.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, guys. Guys, if we turn this again.
Maybe it's blank.
What if it's... Oh, okay, but what if it has a very clear depiction of something that's going to happen? Does that mean that has to happen? Or does it mean we can change it? I don't like this. Somebody else do it. Somebody else do it.
Bathwick turns the page.
Nice. Okay.
All right. This image, it shows four figures from behind. I think anybody who's looking at this would think it's probably the four of you. As much as you can tell from behind.
Okay.
Standing in front of this weird, long, like, left to right door.
Mm-hmm.
And you all appear, these figures appear to be inserting keys into keyholes in this weird, long door.
And one of these four figures is Roscoe?
Yeah, you think so. There's a Homburg hat on their head. Mm-hmm. There's a mustard stain on the back. You can tell, even though this is not colored, you can see a little, like, right in the middle, like, between the shoulder blades, mustard stain.
Else on the page, it's just a pencil sketch of that.
Yep.
There's nothing in the corners.
Mm-mm.
I look at Will.
I am gonna say Vera. I'm gonna say the word Vera. As if I'm calling to somebody, but like quietly.
I understand.
Does nothing happen?
Not that you can see.
Bathwick makes a puzzled face.
Do? I'm gonna say. Nothing happens?
I'll say no for the sake of the audio podcast.
Okay, thank you. So it's us and the door.
I'm not sure we should turn the page again.
Does Bathwick say that out loud?
Yeah.
Because you say that, Will slightly, like a centimeter, starts to slide the page.
Slam it shut.
I'm not going to stop you.
Okay.
You see...
I say that out loud, too.
You see two lines forming a sharply acute angle. I'm trying to be as descriptive as I can with you like just slightly sliding the page. I slide it more...
Like, I'm surprised... Like, I look at... like, Will looks at Bathwick as if Bathwick might hit him, but he's kind of, like, almost, like... unwillingly turning the page. Like, he has to know what's there. Like a Twilight Zone situation. Okay. And Bathwick might knock him out, but he just has to know what's there.
Are you trying to stop Will, Bathwick?
No.
Okay. So you keep turning.
Will.
And this is a close-up image of a hand. Seems to be ripping out a dragon's tooth from a dragon's mouth.
Whoa.
It's like mid-rip. Like, you could see, like, the...
Whoa.
The whatever, the roots of the tooth, like half in the jaw, half out, the nerve being ripped out.
Ugh. Wow.
Will just like points at it and is like, dentist appointment, looking at Bathwack like it's Bathwack's dentist appointment.
Is it 2:30?
Is it 2:30? Like, Will can't help.
I open my mouth a little wider for comparison.
Will shies away, like, eh.
Definitely not Bathwack's mouth. The hand is small compared to the size of this tooth.
Will just looks up and just shakes his head like he doesn't know what to do. Like, keep going?
I don't know.
I don't. We're not getting
not
a
sure
lot
I
of
want,
information.
I want to know. And maybe this... Maybe this book is... We don't know this is telling the truth.
Will stands up and looks at the next page without anyone else looking.
You flip it?
Yeah, Will stands up to look at the page without anyone else looking.
All right. Sorry, guys. One second. It's muted. You see a very wide image of what you can immediately identify as the city of Bear Toggle. But this city has... no dam, and there's a broad river sort of flowing gently through the center of it. It's what you would imagine Bear Toggle would be without
like
the dam.
Wait, like destroyed?
No.
Or, okay, not, okay. Whoa. Okay. But like city without the dam. So like, I think that maybe with by removing a dragon's tooth, the city might have no dam.
I can't but tell like, you how like to interpret
it. From the progression, it seems like
I'm
it
just
was
telling you what the page shows. I'm going to unmute for a second. All right, so you guys see Will looking at this book. And,
I'm walking away. Like, yeah, I'm retaining
purposefully
the information myself.
Keeping it visually from you.
And I turn the page afterwards. As fast as I can.
Do any of you try to look or no? Or say anything?
Now it. Yeah, hey, Will, I don't think we're meant to see that.
Will is engrossed.
All right. Wait, I promised I would not hurt Will. But I'm hitting that book out of his hand.
I was turning the page, so.
All right, this is a contested thing. Hold on. Let's just do contested dex checks.
Ooh, oh, my dex is really good.
I'm so not good at this. Whoops, that was a saving throw. Oh, it's the same. You going to make me re-roll it?
No, it's fine. 20. And a 22. You both rolled 19s, you fucking weirdos. You guys do this way too much.
Sitting in a tree.
But Will does snatch the book away before it's smacked out of his hands. And Will, you can look at the next page, and I'm going to mute again. You see a close-up of your four faces. Roscoe, Will, Bathwack, Rafina.
Yeah, well, Eric can't see my lips, but he can hear me.
It seems your hair, everybody's hair who has hair that's long enough is being blown backwards. Like, it seems like you are moving at a high velocity. You're all clustered very closely together.
Okay.
Rafina and Roscoe look excited. Will, you look terrified. And Bathwack has just a very slight smile.
Look at KT.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Book is full of lies.
Well, he's paging through. It's like, so Will, I think, is like because everyone else reacted like, we're not supposed to see that. Will's like, he's like, I need to know this information as somebody who constantly needs to know and have the upper hand on people. He cannot stop. He is like paging through.
Is Rafina or Roscoe doing anything?
Well, Bathwack is kind of like trying to get the book, right?
He is.
So he's kind of in the way.
Uh-huh.
He's big.
Yeah, he is big.
Will, what is on it? Tell us.
So nobody is grasping for it or anything?
Well, I can't really reach around Bathwack. I'd like to maneuver
Rafina's
over, but
trying to verbally
it's not really
interfere.
Yeah, yeah,
or
exactly.
At least interrupt.
Will would be like, it's us. But he would be paging through, just paging.
Okay. Roscoe, are you doing anything to stop this or interact with this at all?
Roscoe's not doing shit. Roscoe is trying to eat whatever food that Bathwack gave him. Uh-huh. Roscoe is trying to eat it with a wooden spoon that he has pulled out of his bag. But the wooden spoon has a hole in the center.
Yeah.
So it's probably not even something that you're supposed to eat with a spoon, but so well, basically he's just poking whatever food this is, like just kind of like lazily swooping down at it with a wooden spoon with a hole in the center.
It's lembas.
And he's just kind of poking at it.
Okay. Aww. All right. So with Rafina,
I wish I had some mustard.
You do.
Will, that book might be full of lies.
I was paging through.
Okay, so neither of those, nothing that's happened stops Will from paging, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you turn to the next page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to mute for a second.
Oh, no. I'm trying to get next to him, but he's not letting me.
What, are you trying to smack it or just get next? Are you trying to smack it or just get next to him?
He snatched it out of. I'm gonna try something not as drastic. I'm gonna try talking to him.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say this to everybody because I'm going to say that you're trying to, like, not necessarily physically interfere, but you're getting closer to him. So you're going to be able to see this next page, Bathwack.
Okay.
Just Bathwack. Okay.
Yeah. So you guys don't see it, but I'm not muting because I don't feel like dropping you off the call. That's a pain. It's fine. You can pretend. So generally, I'm going to describe this as this is a pretty broad, wide angle drawing depiction. It shows this like huge like canyon crevasse thing, the geological feature, which has not been described previously in this game necessarily. You see two figures from the front. You can identify them, both of you can identify them as Roscoe and Rafina, looking down into this crevasse, which seems to be full of fire. It's like a raging inferno.
Whoa.
And Will, that's all you can interpret from this. Bathwack, you are immediately able to identify this crevasse as Gully's End.
Oh no.
Will, this book's full of lies. Now I'm going to knock it out of his hand.
I'm going
to
say,
catch it. Will tries to catch it, like, doop, 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 you know, one of those grabby, juggly catches.
Bathwack's insistence is great at this point for reasons beyond dice.
Yeah. I love that. That's a beautiful way of putting
it. You just snatch the book. Like, you have full possession of this book, Bathwack, but that image is burned into your mind. And we're going to find out what you do with that image burned into your mind next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my God, you guys.
The end of Gully's End.
Oh my gosh.
Lies. Lies.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh. I ate too much cheese.
Says Rafina.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.